One. John, can you move your mic a little closer to your face?
You say that every time.
Well, that's because you don't do it. There you go.
Yeah, John. John, just do what you're told, please.
I didn't even move it. I just touched it.
No, you did move it. I saw it.
It's a psychological thing.
Well, that's strike one. Strike one. Is everybody comfortable? Everybody good?
Hello?
Yeah.
My mic feels a little too close to my face.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Your cord is dangling, though.
Let's just calm down, okay? Do you
why
feel rusty,
Cat?
Do you feel
why?
Do you feel rusty, man? Just coming back from our time off.
Well,
we didn't really get on the last podcast. We didn't really get a chance to kind of touch base again because there's so much going on.
I feel rusty after that podcast episode because I felt really good and I was excited to record something. And then you had 12,000 people in your house, and they were yelling and opening cans, and it was mayhem.
So, cans of soda,
of Christian cans of soda,
Christian soda pop,
right, Sprite.
That's what we,
Why did you guys not talk at all until y'all put the headphones on? You guys didn't have any conversation until you put these headphones on.
We save it up, Michael.
Okay, cool. I thought you were angry at each other.
Thanks for jumping in.
Okay.
Uninvited.
Oh, I didn't know we started. We're just on a bus. I'm on a bus with seven white people floating around. I don't even know where I'm at. The window's closed. What is going on right now?
Dang it. Move on, sir.
I'm just letting you know.
All right. This is really bus driver, weird. This is good. Stop here. Stop here. Turn the lights off.
Cool. I'll have an advantage.
Oh. Get the bandana.
Man, no, I feel good. I feel good.
Yeah.
We just did a show. Our first show after 6 weeks.
So we've started. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
I was waiting on the bumper music.
No, for me,
I thought she was going to break out the music. I thought it was going to be something.
No, we've been recording for 2 minutes.
What they usually do is they start talking, and then when you start talking, they say, it's not your time to talk yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they knew better than doing that.
I didn't say it because he's black.
Yeah.
I didn't say, hey, is it because I'm a black guy I can't talk?
Wow. I'm like, yes, sir.
You can talk whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
No. But yeah, it's I was talking to Michael before about
it's Michael Jr. You should Michael, say my name in case you want to go to my website.
Michael Jr. Yeah.
So I'll throw that out there. Yeah. In fact, call me MichaelJr.com. This is what I need you to call me the whole time.
Like those churches.
MichaelJr.com.
Do you want us to call you www.michaeljr.com?
Only if you're over 60. That'd be necessary.
I'm close.
Well, we'll call you whatever you want us to call you.
Michael Jr.
No, this is Michael Jr. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
Do your kids call you Michael Jr.?
Yes. They're like, Daddy Michael Jr.
Yeah.
That would be
Michael
weird.
Jr., where's the milk?
Yeah.
Michael Jr. Can I sleep in your bed? Michael Jr. Do I have to mow the lawn, Michael Jr.?
That's a little weird. Cool.
Well, people call me Tim Hawkins, little kids. Hey, Tim Hawkins. They'd like it's one word. They'll call me Tim Hawkins. You get that ever, John? Brannion?
I was wondering if you were going to say that I was on the podcast, too. No,
okay.
I don't get that.
Do you want us to say? Okay, everybody, let's just jump to it. Our podcast today is we're in Texas, and you know what that means. Michael Jr. Texas, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Michael Jr. And John Brannion, Caleb's here, too. And Michael Jr. brought a director. I don't know. Is that something you always do? You brought your director with you?
Here's the thing. We're deep in the woods with you guys. You got to bring a white dude with you just to make sure things, you know, you got to, it's just good to have a brother around.
Do you have like a conceal and carry for white people? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You got to have conceal a white person.
And you can see them too the whole time just to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Gosh, I'm so offended right
now.
Keep
it tight. You should be.
I'm so offended.
He brought some director. The director, what does director have a name? Just Director Jr.?
Hey, do people think that we're in the same room right now on this podcast?
Who knows?
Do they not
think?
Know that I'm in Chicago? They don't know that. Yeah.
Like, well, my contract states I will not be in our same room with a black person. So,
wow, that's so good.
Yeah,
this is hilarious
because
I'm black.
Print. That's fine
yeah.
print stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a different conversation if I wasn't here.
You're just a wonderful person, man. Now I met you first? Was it CCA? Was that where we met first?
First time we met.
And you were an LA guy. Now you live in Texas now, but you spent many years in LA.
I grew up in Michigan. I moved to New York, met Jesus, moved to California, met my wife. Then we moved to Texas because this is where we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm digging. I really like it. These people here, they're awesome.
Yeah, I moved from St. Louis, moved to Texas, met Elijah. Then I went to Austin and met Methuselah.
Yeah. No.
So you did, you worked out there, and I will just go ahead and mention it. You were in God's Not Dead, which you were fantastic. right?
Yeah, yeah. War Room. I was in War Room.
War Room. Yeah. I was thinking. I'm sorry. No, no.
That is great.
I was just saying. That is
awesome. I should have rolled with it. Yeah.
I like you in Fireproof, man.
That is awesome. Sorry. Yeah. It's great. You don't even watch Christian films. Let's be real.
We are on your bus right now.
And the only films on this bus is Freddy Krueger.
You know why I said that? Well, you know, here's the problem.
Why did
I was going to say because of Kevin Sorbo, but he wasn't in War Room either. But he wasn't in War Room either.
That is hysterical.
No, wow. War Room.
Wow.
You were in the War Room and did great. Now, when I did great,
what was your favorite part that I did?
At the ice cream parlor. You remember that? You were working at
No, I actually
you're like,
did.
Hey, Mr. Hand.
I did.
And you're
I
like, did. Hey, could yeah. be in such a... No.
I was Bubba Gump.
No.
That's who I was.
It was, I'll tell you.
You have no
smart
idea.
Smart guy. I'll tell you. It was in the gym with your buddy. You were in the gym and you had your little tank top on with your little weak chest.
That is true. That's true. I was in War Room. It was a great experience. It was dope. They did a great job.
How many days did it take? Did you film with
him? I was there for like 4 days.
Okay.
Or something. I was in and out. We had a great time. It was fun.
Now, question for you. Is that something where they had you stick straight to the script or they're like, this guy's funny. Let's let him kind of have
so here's what's
a
dope.
Little bit of leeway.
They said to me, a while ago, I had a bunch of scripts when I lived in California, a bunch of movie scripts come to me, and I just didn't feel good about doing them. Like, the guy was cussing and doing some stuff, and the director, the producer was like, listen, you don't have to curse. You could just change the words. I'm like, so he's in a gang, and he says, darn. I'm just, this is not going to work. So I was like, I turned down.
Hey, man, give me the darn money. Give me the gosh darn money.
Put your mom's hands up. That doesn't even make sense. So I said, no, I prayed. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And I remember feeling like God said to me, people will write scripts with you in mind. So when these guys call, I mean, and then boom, just like that, 9 years later. I'm just saying, it took a little while. But
virtually overnight.
But they called and the Kendrick brothers called and they said, I'm writing this movie and I got this character and I can't stop thinking about you while I'm writing this character. So when they called me in, so I read the part and then they called me in to do it. And then when it was time to film, they said, Michael, listen, we want you to say these lines and do it this way, but we also we have you here to be you. So even when they were writing the script, they was like, what should the character's name be? I was like, how about Michael? So the dude you see on the film is the same guy. It's just me being me, and that's where I'm most comfortable. So they allowed me to do the lines their way, and then I said, and then they always gave me one at the end.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's the one that they always. There, it seemed like they always use that one. And then I was able to add some comedy to the. There's a scene in the movie where a delivery guy comes up and delivers a Bible, and her breath is really bad when she opens the door, and they were gonna. They were going to cut that scene out, but the line that I inserted was, the driver, her breath is really bad. And the guy opens the door and he says, and she's all excited about the gift and she blows her breath in his face. And then he says, I hope it takes your breath away. Boom. Everybody laughs. It's dope. Yeah. So the movie, it was great. It cost $3 million and it made, I think it's at $110 million right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. Now, the Kendricks brothers, what was that? Did you know them from before? I mean,
yeah, we actually did a cruise.
Where are they from?
They're from Georgia.
Okay,
we'd actually done a cruise together. Met up, really like them. They're great people, like real solid, like real dudes, like really, really dudes. So we went on vacation together, hung out. They're just great people.
$110 million.
Yeah,
I wonder how much that you just get to keep.
Well, here's the thing: they don't really get a grip of that money at all. They were breaking it down, but the way they look at it, these guys are so solid. They said, we look at it as if Sony Pictures is funding the gospel.
Yeah.
That's literally how they look at it. And people, after the movie was out, people were putting, like, there was people praise and worship breaking out in theaters all over the country. Mm-hmm. So amazing stuff was happening. So they were happy with that. Now, they have a bunch of products on the side that they're making money off of. They're not crazy.
Do they have the Michael Jr. figurine? Like,
yeah, they were thinking about doing that.
Man, hope your breath.
gets taken away.
Your breath stank. What's the line?
For some.
It's been like two minutes.
Your breath away.
Not only did you not see the movie, you didn't even see me talking about the movie just now. I was just doing the movie right here. And you
I think you were in.
He's looking at me like, Tupac. No. That's the rule.
Now, I'm convinced you were in God's Not Dead. I'm convinced.
I believe he's not dead. I wasn't actually in the movie. I was in the movie. It was a bootleg.
Jar Jar Binks? Who were you again?
Yeah, that was
He's going to be in God's Not Dead 2, God's Still Not Dead, The Reckoning.
God's Not Dead again.
Yeah.
I'm actually, still not dead.
My boy working on one. It's called Told You He Ain't Dead.
What I say.
Yeah, Michael Jr., I can't stop thinking about you for this part. Is that what he said when he said, "Hey, Michael Jr., I can't stop thinking about you"?
No, it was nowhere near that creepy.
Did he sing it? Michael Jr., can't stop thinking about you, funny pop boy.
It was not that creepy. I'm just going to be real with you.
So, awesome. It seems like those guys got a level head. It's like they kind of got, I'm guessing that they're just going to, whatever money they do make just kind of goes into the next production. I mean, did you talk to them about where they want to,
here's the thing about them. Here's what people don't know. And I don't know if I should, I'm going to share it anyway.
Sure.
What are they going to do?
Well.
So they got, okay. Tim was like, don't do
let's
it.
Let's take a vote.
White people can turn on you. That's the look he gave me right now.
Mike, I guess you need to know who's,
So let me say it like this. They were offered a boatload of money to do, I think, 3 more films. A boatload of money. And they looked to the people who were giving them the money, the studio that was giving them the money.
I didn't say anything about a boat.
Until now. And they said, I guess you guys don't really understand how this works. I mean, we appreciate the offer, but what we do is we make a movie. And after we're done with that movie, we go away, we hang out with our families, and then we go and just be quiet and be still and listen to what God wants us to do next. He'll give us a theme, then we'll start to write. But we don't have a time frame on that. We don't know how long that'll take. So we just want to do what God wants us to do, and he hasn't spoken yet. So you should hold on. You should keep your money. I'm talking about a grip of money.
Now, this is from Sony? Or just...
Yeah, I was just going to keep everybody in the story kind of unnamed.
Does it rhyme with pony?
It was a studio.
We want cell phone numbers.
Michael, we're not as savvy as you are when it comes to the industry. You're so much more knowledgeable.
Really, we are on your tour bus right now. I got a coach seat headed to my next show. I don't know.
It's pretty nice. But other
Tim
than
is
that,
wearing his own hat right now.
Yeah.
Other than I'm wearing my own hat sitting on my own bus.
Yes.
On his forehead.
Your hat on your bus with your driver.
Right.
Yeah. So
talking about how savvy he is.
Right. But no. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
We're gonna do the story? We gotta tell the story.
Oh, we do. And we were talking today about we have to tell the story.
Tell the story.
The story is
about the butt
about the dude.
Yeah,
the big story. Where do we start?
How do you tell the story with both of us?
Yeah.
Where do you tell that story? You can tell it
No. We have to tell with him here. Okay. We kind of glazed over it. But now that we have Michael Jr. here.
Okay.
First off, does it matter which? It doesn't really matter where we were. We were at an airport, right?
We were at an airport.
We're on our bus. It wasn't this bus.
Yeah. It wasn't my bus.
Right. It wasn't. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. How do you tell the story and not reveal the punchline and both of us doing it? Because there is a punchline to the story.
Do you feel like you know enough about it that you want to? Because I want you to tell it. Your side of it.
I can tell the story, and then you can just jump in wherever you want to.
Sounds good. So here, I'll set the stage.
Yeah.
We're on the
bus.
I'm on the bus with Freight, and Caleb, you weren't here at that time, were you?
No, I wasn't working for you.
I'm on the bus with Freight, and I forget who else. Percy was driving. We're at an airport picking up Michael Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
Take us through.
So I have, at the time, I didn't have my current manager, Frank, who's awesome. I had a manager named Craig. Right. Now, in case you're listening, you can't tell by the rhythm in my voice. I'm black. And if Craig was talking right now, he'd have the same rhythm in his voice. So Craig.
What does that even mean?
You know, there is a rhythm. Like,
Who are you?
As a side note, black people know when they're talking to white people and when they're talking to black people. Yeah. You guys have no idea.
No.
Unless we just straight up slanging it. But other than that, you don't know. As a side note. For real. Have you ever met a black person in person and be like, oh, you're taller than I thought. Oh, right. So anyway, so I'm black, Craig's black, and then but nobody on your team had ever met Craig in person before.
No. So we're expecting you and Craig.
And Craig to come on on the bus, which is, you know, so me and Craig are supposed to, but.
Well, by the way, should we mention that Tim is white?
You can tell by the rhythm of my voice.
I think
that I am white as that Walmart bag over there.
I think we know. Tim, that's,
I just want everybody to be on the same page.
Yeah, that's the voice that other comedians use when they're doing a white guy. That's the same voice. Hey, that's the one. Okay.
Hey, right. Brother.
So
I'm down with that.
So I don't know. I don't know that you guys don't know that the itinerary has changed. Let me say it that way.
Right.
About who's all going on this tour, this short run with us.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to do some shows together. So I get to the airport and I'm walking on to the bus and I don't know who all your players are on the bus. Like, I'm meeting a team for the first time.
Yes.
So I get on the bus and in front of me is a guy, probably one of your players. I saw the guy with the long hair. There was a white guy with long hair. He had two little girls with him. I think he was the cook or something.
Yes. James.
James. Yeah. Great dude. And then there was a black dude behind him that wasn't with James.
Right.
And he had
Let me stop here. I went into the airport to go to the restroom. So this is all happening.
Right.
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 Okay.
And then you're sitting here laying on the couch. Yeah. So four of us plus the two little girls are walking on. So the two little girls.
Yes.
The white guy, the chef dude, and then the black dude in front of me, and then me. Now, this black dude has luggage, but it doesn't have wheels on it. Let's start there.
Or handles.
Didn't have handles. It had a rope holding it together. It was tied up in a rope, and he walks on, and he beelines and gets into one of the bunks.
And he's holding it like a sack of potatoes.
Yes,
like
he's
carrying.
Yes.
Well, Tim spoke to him. You said something to
him. I was back on the bus at that point. I'm laying there, and he's walking by with this huge suitcase, and I say, hey, what do you got, a body in there?
Right.
And he kind of, and he walks straight back to the back of my bus.
Yes. Takes his shoes off, jumps up in the bunk.
And zips the curtain.
I come on a half a minute later. I saw him come on, and then I meet Chris and meet all the people, and we're about to pull off and head to the spot. And I say to Chris, who already informed me that he can't tell when I'm being funny, when I'm trying to crack jokes. Right. I said to Chris, I was like, hey, man, who's all the players on the bus? And Chris says, well, you got James, his two girls. There's Tim, me, you, and Craig. I was like, who is Craig? So I looked at him. I was like, so wait, who is Craig? He said, your manager. I'm like, my manager didn't make the trip. Chris is like, no, he did. He just walked by. So my concern as a dad is two little girls on this bus. So I'm really kind of serious at this point. And I'm like, listen, that's not Craig. And Chris is like, man, I can't tell when you're joking. And I feel Percy, the driver, shift the bus like we about to move or something. Or I get the feel. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
That's not Craig. And I'm like, dude, he got luggage. My manager has the luggage he got to carry without wheels on it.
Right.
A rope tied around it.
Right.
I'm like, that's not Craig. And I'm whispering at this point because I don't know what this dude going to do. Yeah. So then Chris jumps up, unzips the curtain. He's like, hey, man, who are you? And this dude says, what did he say? I'm right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell that by the rhythm of his voice, though. I'm like, that's a black guy back there.
So Chris says, hey, you got to come out here. So we all are standing here. And he says, why are you on this? Who are you? Why are you on this bus? And he said his name, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And then he said, this is my bus. And Chris was like, this not your bus. And Percy is a little like, I don't care about you. And Percy, the bus driver, is like, I think your bus is smaller than this one. And I was like, dude, you don't know. I'm like, I'm like, dude.
I can totally hear Percy saying that.
Hey, man, your buzz is mama.
And I'm like, dude, you don't know this dude. And the dude says, I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
And apparently he was supposed to get off his plane or his Greyhound, because there's a Greyhound station attached to the airport. Yeah. Let's talk about that, St. Louis, for a second.
Yeah.
Or whatever bus, wherever we're at.
Yeah.
And the guy says, this is my bus. So he was like an undercar to an undercar to some MAA, some sort of fighting.
Yeah. Right.
And the dude was like, I ain't getting off the, no, he didn't want to get off. And then finally he was able to get off the bus. And you could tell that this story is completely true because the end of it is not that funny. I just want to throw that out
yeah.
there.
That's, no. Well, dude, that's the thing. Think about that. We were going to drive at least an hour.
At least an hour.
Can you imagine? Oh, we would have, no one would ask any questions.
Exactly.
We show up at this church.
Right.
We could just have him go out and beat people up before the show.
Hey, guys, you're going to love this. We met Craig. Can we get a couple of bigger guys up here?
Can you bring Craig out? Not Craig. Come on out.
Yeah. Who thinks they can beat up Craig?
Dude, maybe Craig will help with the merch table. It's like, I told you.
If you beat him up,
Craig,
you get the contents of this suitcase right here.
I wish he would have become your security guard. How great of a story would that have been?
Actually, he's the producer of the podcast, everyone.
That's right.
Let's bring him out. Let's bring him out, Craig. Get out of here, Craig.
Well, dude, could you imagine, man, if we would have went an hour away and he would have had he ain't even had no wheels on his luggage. I ain't going to get back with that luggage.
I don't know.
Man.
He just saw the first bus he found and he saw and he just got on.
He just got on the bus.
And there was no there's no signage or anything on the bus like, hey, this is your bus, MMA guy. He just gets on the bus.
Yeah. Well, who would do that? I mean, would you get on
obviously
another
an
bus?
MMA fighter who doesn't travel a lot.
besides that guy. Besides not Craig, who would
I
do
just
that?
Want to see the rest of his day, what the rest of his day looked like.
That's hilarious.
Did he win? Did he lose?
We were talking about
how many more buses did he get on?
He probably wound up at the Holiday Inn and got on the shuttle.
Yeah, he's getting
not again.
People are like, wait, y'all ice skaters? Oh, man.
Dang it.
It's the wrong bus.
Dang it. You think he said that? Dang it.
No, he
come
was like,
on, guys.
He was like, dang it. It was, we had more rhythm.
Yeah,
way more.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So what are you saying? What? You saying?
Oh, I'm saying like when I go to get on a shuttle to a hotel, you know, if it's not marked, you know, they'll send the Spring Hill around or whatever.
There has to be at least three markings. The guy has to have the thing on his shirt, on the side of the bus and one on the seats.
Which one are you going to? Mm-hmm. And you don't just get on whatever bus opens the door.
Do you know?
Listen, he took his
probably it.
He took his shoes off, got in the bunk, and zipped it.
I know, yeah.
And zipped it. I'm like,
I know. The more I think about it.
How you going to zip it?
He zipped it and he Velcroed it. He was like,
that's fantastic.
And he's, you know, he's off falling asleep. You think about him, the next thing he sees is Freight's big old face.
Hey.
His string cheese breath. Hey.
Dude, think about the
timing.
This
isn't your bus.
This is my bus.
I was happy, but Freight had the guts to do it.
Think about the timing, though. Had I been another 30 seconds late or later than him, he would have got on, been on, and no, I would have been like, hey, let's roll.
Seen him. Remember what you said? Chris said something about knowing that guy. He goes, oh, just because he's black, I'm supposed to know him. Remember you said that? He said, oh, I'm supposed to know every black guy?
Exactly. Like, I don't know what that dude is. He got a rope around his luggage.
I was thinking, it's your manager.
He's a black guy, right?
I don't have any friends who have a rope around their luggage. This is for the record.
This is like, what a great story, though.
Oh, I've been waiting
to
tell that story.
If we would have taken him, I mean, to Earth to the venue, what would have happened?
Oh,
maybe we'll make a movie
fantastic about
that. That's hilarious.
We'll do a movie about that sometime.
Call it Wrong Room.
Wrong
room. Wrong room.
No, God's Not Dead 3.
No, that's not my bus.
The Revenge of Craig.
The movie's called God's Not Craig.
God's
That is awesome.
That would be like instead of Morgan Freeman, we'll have Craig. He'll be in the next.
His name is not Craig. That's his name. Not Craig. That is awesome, dude.
Oh, dude. So
let's really evaluate. Are we going to follow that story right now or whatever we're about to talk about? I mean, just really.
Well, we can, or we can cut it off and we can just call it a night. I mean,
no, let's try. Let's
hang
see what
out for a little bit.
No, let's see what happens. And then you can edit later. Like,
we
if we don't
edit
get no
everything,
better.
Man.
No. I think this is real good. This is part of it right here. Just having this real conversation is really kind of dope.
So, give us some feedback on the podcast. Now, you said you've been listening to it.
I listened to the one with the lady, the girl.
With Laura, right? Laura C.
That was dope. Really good.
Cool.
I think you're really strong at leading. Like, I thought
No.
When I listened, I thought you were, I thought you actually had some, I don't know why I was thinking this. I thought you had some stuff prepared. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought you were leading in a way where you knew
so,
it prepared.
You were so.
And then I got here and I'm like, this dude just in his underwear on his bus right now. Mm-hmm. And he's completely, but you're leading so well. Like, you lead the stuff well and then stay right. funny. Because a lot of times when people start to interview or even get interviewed, comedians.
Yes. You were telling about this earlier. Yes.
Yeah. They turn serious. Like, they got to put the tie on and get all.
Right. if you're being interviewed by somebody serious, yeah, you tend to like, okay, get
exactly.
into, follow their lead.
Exactly.
Like, I think it was Focus on the Family. I kind of felt like that. Like, they're great people. They're wonderful people, but it's kind of, hey, let's tie it up, man. Yeah. What's God talking about in your life right now? Well, how's God, you know, I know you're talking about how, you know, people with electric toothbrushes are lazy, but how does God work through the toothbrush? I don't know. It's just a toothbrush joke.
So they focus on the family. We're supposed to focus on the funny. Like that interview. Yeah. And they got to kind of know. Yeah. So
but, yeah.
50 million listeners.
But that's the thing. It's like they have their formula. You have yours. So it's kind of you're trying to fit in with each other's.
And I think it's the same thing. Like when you whisper to somebody, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, what's going on? And then they whisper back.
Yeah.
Just because you're, and they don't even know why. It's the same thing. So you just have to be aware. And you seem on the podcast. You seem keenly aware of the fact that you want to stay. It's probably because you're so comfortable. You're at the crib. You're on your own bus.
Yeah.
But you stay really keen to the fact that, yo, this thing is going to be fun and we're going to get some cool information out there. So it's pretty dope.
It is. It is. And like I said, it's a team effort. And, you know, I've tried this on my own and I just feel like when I have supporting cast of 3, 4, 5 people, you're bouncing around ideas. It's just kind of everybody's got something to give. Everybody's interesting and everybody has their own perspective. And
so.
You know, Caleb's, and I think Caleb, you know, I think you wanted to do this for a while though. Even before we started, you liked kind of the idea of radio. What did you like about it? I mean, why did you want to?
I've always loved radio because I've always loved performing, but radio is unique because people can't see you. They can't see your hand motions. They can't see your face and you're having to, communicate an idea just with your words.
Wait, say that again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepard. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her.
Love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
What?
Say that again.
I'm sorry. Michael, Caleb, Michael doesn't understand your rhythm. Can you loosen it up just a little bit?
Be a little more.
My white Thanks, rhythm. Man.
I wasn't catching on because I didn't see any body language. So it's fine.
But well, it's also a great way to connect with fans, Michael. I mean, that's another thing that that we like too. It's another part of my life or our lives that people don't get to see. It feels more behind the scenes that we talk about things we really want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, but
well, there's certain inside jokes that have happened within the podcast that listeners or fans outside of the podcast don't know about, you know, like the monkey hairbrush thing. Like we got some photo submitted to us on Twitter, the monkey hairbrush.
Well, that's Michael. Michael, the monkey hairbrush is about when you wake up at 2 a.m. and you write down an idea and you forget what you read it in the morning. You're like, you forget what it is.
Yeah.
What does monkey hairbrush mean? So that's going to be our production company, Monkey Hairbrush.
Thinking about productions. Monkey hairbrush merch.
That's dope.
No, you know what we can talk about, Michael? We can talk about chickens right now. You want to talk about the chickens?
What?
John Branion.
Yeah, we can edit it, right?
John Branion owns 5 chickens right now.
You own chickens?
Yeah, his wife wanted chickens. And, you know, John is enjoying it. I thought
wanted free eggs. My wife wanted free eggs. So
they've yet to get any eggs, and they've spent...
So why didn't you just do a surrogate or something? I don't understand.
We didn't actually birth these chickens. Oh. We got them from...
Like a chicken surrogate?
We got them from a farm. Yeah. We didn't... Okay. They're not my blood relatives.
Wow.
We got them from... As chicks, that's how they come. They come out of eggs.
Yeah.
Right.
And my
you
wife
gonna explain
that
to us the word
gonna,
chicks? Is that what he just did?
She decided that she was going to raise chicks because we wanted to have free eggs. And so So now,
so you're pro-choice?
We're raising
or pro-life. Which way are you going with this? Because I'm just saying the eggs.
Yeah,
the eggs. They could be chicks too. I'm just saying. Which? Let's have that. Let's have that. Let's have that conversation real quick. I just want to.
Well, but see, I can't tell when you're kidding and when you're not.
That ain't Craig.
I just remember that Craig, man.
Remember that time the chicken walked on the bus and we didn't know where he was coming from?
We thought it was Michael's.
It is awesome. That's so cool.
Oh, so you really got chicken, five chickens. Well,
so here's the thing with chickens, with free eggs, that it takes about 4 or 5 hours a week. They smell, they make noise, they eat a bunch of food. We've spent probably $700
to get free eggs.
He's got these free eggs. You got the coop, you got the feed.
You are not going to recoup anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much an egg
They live in the
costs.
Middle of Kokomo, Indiana. It's right. Like downtown St. Charles, Missouri. It's like
so she
houses
goes,
are...
She goes, I want to raise chickens. And I'm like, okay, go raise chickens. And I'm thinking, we live in town. There's got to be an ordinance. You know, there's no way that they're going to let us raise chickens. Sure enough, we can raise chickens. And so...
How big is your backyard? Like, how much backyard do you think you have?
Well, now?
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller than it used to be. Because now we got Chicken City there. And
Chicken City.
It's like it's a sprawling coop. And see, here's how you get eggs. You can how we get eggs.
I think we know how to do this already, don't we, people? No.
How we get eggs.
Uncle John, how do we get eggs?
How do you get eggs?
You go to Kroger.
There you go. How there long does it take to get eggs?
A 5 minute walk. You have eggs.
Yeah, well it takes 10 seconds to open the thing and put the eggs in the cart. You got a dozen eggs.
Is he arguing against himself right now?
Hours. I'm arguing against my wife. I wasn't the chickens were not my idea.
I know, they were God's idea. I'm confused at this point.
So in this story, the chicken definitely came first. Yeah. No eggs yet.
Right. Right. The chickens came first.
You've yet to see an egg.
We've yet to see an egg. We've yet to see... There hasn't even been a chicken that looks constipated yet.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Are you sure you don't have roosters?
Am I sure?
Yeah, because you don't have any eggs and you got chickens.
Well, chickens will lay eggs, even if
but
there's
yours
no rooster.
Don't. So right, maybe you only have maybe you got five roosters.
They're young.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this two got five roosters.
That's the problem.
We're talking about no eggs yet.
These are all boys.
You got a boy chicken.
Boy chicken. That's what this episode is going to be called. Boy chicken.
Boy chicken. Awesome.
These omelets are
honey. These are boy chicken.
Yeah, these are boy chicken omelets.
This is ridiculous. We might as well have a sandwich.
Just kill them. Cook them up.
That's awesome.
Well, we've had a that's it.
I just to see you chicken. To just see you in my mind
with
you
overall.
Know crawling across a chicken poop strewn coop,
which I've done,
which in changing the water or whatever you have to do.
Well, these chickens just pecking at you.
They do, because they peck at you and they scratch at you. They're
a bunch of angry dudes.
They're
just five of them.
That's the next
we're
movie.
Never gonna...
That's the next movie, the tale of a man who wins the love of five boy chickens.
That is awesome.
Who wins the love of five roosters.
Oh, that is awesome.
Let me ask you, are any of them going in the morning?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
That was awesome.
Five dudes.
Wow, you got five deaf roosters. they can't even make a noise in the morning. Wow.
We're that's threatening them.
Wounded
Where
chickens.
Are the eggs?
Yeah. Awesome. Nobody would wake up anyway.
How long have you had them?
A couple of months now.
And how long is it supposed to take before...
I don't have any idea.
You didn't Google it?
I thought it was like within weeks. That's what I thought. I don't know anything about chickens.
So let me ask you this. Do they have names?
They do.
Please tell us their names.
I don't know their names. I don't know their names.
I'll tell you their names. Tony, Steve.
Sully.
Sully, Lamb Chop.
Wow,
Junebug.
You named them.
We're going to name one of them Craig and one of them Michael.
Hey, so
one
I do
of them
this.
Not Craig.
Yeah. I do this joke on stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna test the theory right now. I could be complete, but it works amazing on stage. Most of the time, sometimes it doesn't work. But I have a theory. have a theory about pet names, mainly dog names. My theory is white people give their dogs human names. Black people, not at all. So I don't know if you guys have dogs, but I'm curious as to what your dog's names.
I have a dog.
What's your dog's name? What kind of dog is it?
It's a little alien mutt dog.
What's his name?
Blake.
Thanks. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Blake.
Blake. Tim, you got a dog?
I got two Yorkies.
Two Yorkies.
Yeah.
What's their names? You got two dogs, man. What's their names?
Pippa and Luna.
Those aren't really human names.
Yeah. Pippa and... Wait, Pippa where'd you get Luna. Them? Where'd you get them?
At the mill.
The mill? What is that?
It's mill? Called Five Roosters Dog... No. It's, I don't know, Petland. Petland.
Oh, you bought the dogs?
Yeah, I bought the dogs.
Like you paid for some dogs?
I paid a lot.
Why didn't you be a hero like most people?
Look, I've rescued... Don't even go there. Every animal before, and I've talked about this, every animal we've had has been a rescue. Both cats have been rescues. We've had dogs we've rescued. I wanted to put a pet with a blank slate, with all of its legs, with not a bunch of glass stuck in its fur. Doesn't twitch like a homeschool mom. I wanted some animals without a past.
He did not want a used dog. He was like, you know what? I'm going brand new.
You wanted some privilege.
I want one that doesn't flinch every time you open the fridge, you know, or something.
So your dog here's the thing. Out of the toilet?
The dog already existed. Like, you didn't order the dog. He already existed when you bought him, right? So you were rescuing that dog, too. Because eventually he was going to end up where other dogs were.
Yeah.
So I don't know
what a puppy mill is, but they're making some really cute dogs.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Adorable dogs.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can just see them come out on a conveyor belt.
How much was the dog?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
It was probably about as much money as the Hendrix brothers were offered. For the next three movies.
Those three movies that they turned down.
That's awesome.
There are a lot.
Here's a note. It's the Kendrix brothers. Wow.
Kendrix brothers.
Way to be a Christian. Way to be a Christian. Hendrix?
That is awesome. I gotta be.
It's just a war room.
I'm just really real.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's play over under.
The Kendrix.
I'm gonna rewind and tell y'all we weren't following the Craig story. I'm telling you. You gotta know when to drop the mic. I'm just letting you know.
This is where the magic happens.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Okay. You've not brought it yet, Michael. But it's.
I'm gonna do my part. Right, I'm ready.
I'm gonna say $2,100 a piece.
Under.
For the dogs?
Under.
15. 17.
Yeah, that's 17? About right. That's about right.
18.
Each dog.
One was $1,800. Then we got a $100 break on the second one.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
That one's just a total.
Because one of them is angrier than the other one.
It's awesome. You went there for one dog. It's like, look. Tell you what I'm gonna do.
Next time,
we got this other one right here.
Right.
For $100 off, and I'll throw in five roosters.
Yeah, I think what I'm gonna do next time is save the $4,000 and pee on my own floor. I think that's probably what's happening right now.
Wow,
no, that's not bad for a full breed dog.
They're
though.
Fantastic. I mean, they're so loving and wonderful.
It's a full breed dog. That's what he just. That's
a full breed, right?
Full breed. I think so.
Yeah.
They were full price.
They better be for $1,700.
Yeah. Full. Sure, they are. Yeah.
I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Full breed.
They run around and stuff. Is that full breed?
He is running through his mind right now. Did I even read them papers?
He's like, hold on. Are they full breed? Do they? No. What does the gate look like?
Is it?
Full breed? Are you full breed? I don't even.
Do they talk?
Yeah, no.
No, for real. $1,700. What'd you get with them? What did they come with?
They came with
collars.
Yeah, a couple of collars, some food, some training. One of those training things, training sheets for the floor. They look like flat diapers. 24 pack of Milwaukee's Best, and a couple of vape sticks.
That is awesome! Wow, you got a great deal, dude.
And a pie. I don't know where that freaked me out. What is a pie? It's like
that's pretty standard.
Now, do you have pets?
Purebreds.
No,
Michael. Michael Jr.
Not at all. Petless.
Okay.
I used to have a dog back in the day. I had a dog.
Here's
the thing. We had
what
a
was
dog.
Your dog's name?
My dog's name was Silver. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So black people name their pets after precious metals.
Oh, that's so racist. Why would you say that?
Gosh, Brad, you bring up race.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, this is, hey, this, hey. Name him after money.
They name them after stuff they don't have.
Hey, gosh, Brandon.
Hey, Caleb. Hey, Caleb, here's what you got to do. You got to edit out all the setup black jokes we were doing earlier.
Just have me say that.
Just out of nowhere, just have him saying that.
That would be the intro.
Awesome. I'm like, wow, you guys are racist. I just walk off.
Good night.
And wow.
That is dope. Oh. That was up there. I got to tell you, that was a nice little jump.
I told you, you got to hang out.
You're right.
The magic will come. You just got to wait.
Close it down too soon.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you, and I'm sure you'll do a podcast. It's just, you're going to ebb and flow and, you know, mm-hmm. you just hang out.
Cool.
You don't have to pressure yourself.
For the rest of this podcast, why don't we tell the other people what we're doing? What I mean is we'll have our regular conversations, but we can narrate for each other what's going on. Like right now, John laughed and his shoulders shook just a little bit as he was laughing. So I'm just letting you know I might randomly do that. So yeah, Tim is biting his bottom lip right now.
I need to shave. I'm like, it's kind of bugging me, this stubble on my lip.
Yeah, Tim's touching John's knee right now.
Hey, man, I've been writing a script for you, baby. I've been thinking about you, John. That is always it's about a racist guy with five roosters. It's called the Angry Hen. Yeah, that's, I don't know what that means.
It's called the Chick Whisperer.
The Chick, yeah.
That is awesome.
Okay, John, how old are your hens?
Have you ever asked anybody that question?
Never.
How old are your hens? Did you get them when they were little?
That's a great pickup line at a bar.
How old are your hens?
Hey, baby, how old are your hens? What?
You know.
Did you get them when they were born? Hens. That's my question, because you said you've had them for 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, well, most hens will start laying between 5 to 7 months of age, and they will lay best at 1 to 2 years of age. So stick it out for a couple more years.
Free eggs.
We got another 18 months before we get free eggs.
Man, you're just shelling out the cash.
You're not getting your money back.
You know what we should do? Just put a bunch of money in, buy him a goat, and just send him. You think UPS would send?
I bet you could get a goat for $1,700. Get a second goat. For
I want a purebred goat. I don't want one of those nasty skank goats. I want a goat that's got papers.
That is hysterical.
I want a goat that's got some papers. I don't think they do that.
Is he, what did he say, full bred?
Is it a full bred goat?
Is it a full bred goat?
Hey, they're a lot cheaper.
Does this goat have a pedigree?
Look at this. Here's some goats for sale in Missouri. $50. Here you go, John.
$50 a goat.
$65, $150.
What's the difference between the $50 goat and the $65 goat? What do you get for $15?
The $50 one is a first-generation mini
Nubian.
He's kind
of got a farmer name, though, if you think about it. Farmer John Branion.
Oh, John Branion. Yeah.
There he is right there.
Hey, mother, we're going to go down to John Branion's and get some...
Sounds just like a farmer.
Get some goat milk. And
I need to borrow his trailer. We're going to take the roosters and such down to the county line.
We're gonna show them in the fair.
We're gonna sell some peaches by the road.
The $50 one's Nigerian,
a Nigerian goat,
and the $65 one is a boar. B-O-E-R.
Tim's drinking a bottle of water right now.
Where?
I'm drinking a San Pellegrino.
Yeah. I'm just letting the listeners know what's going on. No, I'm good. Okay. I've been in here for an hour. You're just now offering somebody something to drink.
I figured your people just take them.
I am past parts. Hey, why is that so funny to everybody? I don't understand why. Is there some tension built up already here?
Michael.
Awesome.
Dang it.
MichaelJr.com, everybody.
MichaelJr.com, yes. Everybody.
Yeah, cool. Is that supposed to make up for it? Make me a little money? Give him some money. He'll be okay. Give him some silver.
Silver.
Precious metals.
Yeah, you name your dogs after silver precious metals.
Do a tune-up, too. Stuff when we edit that, we'll make his voice higher so it'll sound like that.
Yeah.
But Angry Farmer John voice. That's what you just did.
Hey!
That sounds like a Batman nemesis character.
Yeah, Batman. Hey.
Well?
It's Goatman. This is a Nigerian goat. It's a chick whisperer.
I'm going to go ahead and I think I should whelp us. Is it okay if I whelp us?
What does that mean?
All right, let me see. Welp, I got to get out of here, man. This has been so much fun.
Got, well, let's
play that music in. No, I'm just playing.
What do you got going on? Where you going?
Oh, well, go I'm here. Touring without a bus. No, I'm touring. you can check everything out at Nobody Gonna Jump In For Me Right Now. I got to say it myself. You're not going to make me.
MikeJr.com.
Boom. So you can see where all of the tour dates are, and I'm writing a book. And then the book will be out soon. And then we just filmed a comedy special. We just filmed it, but we're not going to drop it till next summer.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go backwards. Book. What's the book?
The book is called Funny, How Life Works. Mm-hmm. So it's about, it parallels the similarities between comedy and life. Because, you know, comedy is a setup and there's a punchline. But in life, there's a setup and a punchline as well. Your setup is what you've received. Your punchline is about what you're called to deliver. So it'll tap on. I'm learning there's so many similarities between comedy and life. Like, for instance, at a club or wherever you might be doing your show, and then somebody's going to heckle you. Well, what does a heckler do? He tries to take you off your game and prevent you from what you're trying to get done. Well, in life, there's a heckler as well. It could be you, your own voice, or it could be the enemy clearly trying to pop up and say things to take you off your game. So it's just going to parallel those. Yeah. Those things.
I'm so sorry I asked that. That was maybe the most boring answer I've ever heard in my life.
That is awesome.
Oh. That's so cool. Cliff notes.
Well, yeah. Michael did a talk at CCA this year that was awesome.
Talking you didn't tell me awesome. That.
I did too.
What was it about?
You weren't paying attention to
what
that.
What was it
either.
About? I was in
it's
Europe.
You. Were listening. Anything that I was has on a riverboat in Europe. Jr.,
that's
what
it is.
Care about it.
Right. For some reason, it just blacks out. There's yeah. nothing there.
If
right.
Do, wait a second.
If it has to do with Michael Jr., right. Tim doesn't pay any attention
wow.
to it.
Wow. That's what it is.
That you're a heaping hurt on me right now, John Brannion.
Spoke at CCA.
Farmer John, why?
It was the Christian no, Comedians Association, and you didn't associate with them.
But it was really good. Your talk was really good.
What was it about?
Well, he's going to have to repeat himself.
You tell me what his talk was about, but he's just snoozing me right now.
Yeah.
Was it about your book?
No, I haven't written a book yet. We're going to start writing a book in August. So that was just me setting it up, but now I'm not sure I'm going to write it all since you said it was so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Thanks a lot, man.
I'm your buddy.
I heard about this.
You need me in your life.
Yeah. I heard about the 700 copies you sold.
Yeah. Probably right.
that was great. Yeah. Your publisher was giving them away. They're like, Michael Jr., would you sell some of these books at your table? I was like, that don't make sense. See?
Will you just take 300 of them, please?
See, this is what happens. As soon as we get tired and then the joke, now we start going after each other. That's
now
what happens.
Now we're going to start fighting.
Now we start fighting.
No, okay, so the book and then the movie. You said a movie is coming up? Or No. You did your
You don't
set.
Listen to your own podcast. You said,
I just, look.
That is hysterical.
I'm sorry. The deafening ovation from 2,500 people tonight, it threw me off my game. I'm sorry. Gosh.
That is awesome. Yeah, I love those mirrors you had on the side of the room, too. That was awesome. Dude. You really look like 2,500 people. Really?
Yeah. And then your new live set. Your live show.
Yeah, we just filmed it in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was it's pretty cool. The name of the DVD will be called... Can you still say DVD? Because ain't nobody buying it. It's digital, really.
It's in transition, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called Bringing the Funny. And I'm really excited about it. Like, it came out very, very well.
So it's just a straight stand-up set, or are you doing other things? Because you like to experiment.
I will experiment a little bit, but we're going to save it for the one after that that'll come out in 18.
All right.
So this one will drop in 17. The next one will probably drop in 18.
Now, the one the one you did a few years ago, is probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where you went into... It was called Comedy Different Places. You went into
Comedy
rehab
the Road
places.
Less Travel, yes.
Road Less Travel. You need to go. Is that available on MichaelJr.com?
It is. Yes.
Yeah, you need to get that. It's with the other, anything else that Michael Jr. has, everybody. It's
Comedy the Road Less Travel.
And you're in prisons. You're in rehab places. Is that right? Hospitals?
Rehab, abuse children, comedy.
I'm telling you, it touched me, man. I bawled like a baby. Did Heather tell you that?
That's really beautiful. It's beautiful, man.
It helped me because I was going through a tough time with comedy. Because I talk about on stage is that for a while it was about I had too many expectations about what I was getting from it, you know, and then that helped me transition. You're in God, and you're that video, and that it's about giving.
Absolutely,
and it changed everything for me.
Well, the whole thing happened, just for those who don't know, it's a documentary that follows me going to homeless shelters and prisons and taking comedy to people who can't necessarily buy a ticket, you know, like your fans tonight, Tim. Anyway, like the 2,500 people tonight. Anyway, so
they bought a lot of tickets.
They can't pay $1,700 for a ticket like your friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, these dogs ain't going to buy themselves.
So it talks about the transition that I had just like you where I was at a club and I felt like God said to me, instead of trying to get laughs from people, it's really about giving them an opportunity to laugh. And that shift just blew me away to where I walked outside and I saw a homeless guy for the first time. And I was like, what about him? And that's what stirred the whole thing where we're going to do these shows at. We did a show in a prison last week, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, then I got out. That's what y'all was thinking. So we're constantly still doing those shows, man. You should. Mm-hmm. It's pretty dope. And I heard Heather told me you cried like a baby when you watched it.
Yeah. It was just.
It's funny, too, though. There's comedy in there. It's not just you crying the whole time.
It's amazing. It's great. And it's just more than that. It's joy. It's you're bringing joy to people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I mean, you know, especially just these like kids who just have been dealt a tough hand.
Ugh.
You know,
there's a line in there where this guy and a kid in a prison says to me, he says, he didn't say it directly to me. He was talking to the camera guy. He said, when Michael Jr. came here and made us laugh, it made me feel human.
Yeah.
When that dude said human, I'd never even, there's no way I could even expect to someone. How do you not feel human?
Mm.
That just blew me away when I saw it. When I saw it in the editing room, I was like, human? Mm-hmm. I just came with some jokes. So I think what we really got to do is just, we're supposed to show up with our gift. No matter what that gift is, you show up. A lot of people want to show up with the Bible, the Word of God. You should, but that should be the punchline. Your gift is the setup. Your punchline will be what you're really called to say.
Right, right.
As opposed to you just showing up with, you just standing up on your Bible.
That is well put.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard it put better than that. The setup and then the punch. Yeah. I'm serious.
No, really. Remember last time we were on the bus together, you were talking about how, you know, a lot of people are laughing and all of this and the expectations to a degree. Mm-hmm. But all of this stuff you're doing, and you're doing an amazing job, and I'm excited about learning from you. All of this stuff you're doing is the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Your punchline is about the stuff that you said at the end. Mm-hmm. The stuff you said, that's the punchline because the setup is what they're expecting.
Right.
The punchline is what they're not expecting.
Yeah.
And that's where you have the biggest impact. So tonight, that was a huge impact, especially with all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Like that was, people really need to hear that.
It's real easy to get into that. You know, well, they didn't laugh as hard as they should have.
Absolutely.
Why didn't they laugh? And you're getting to that. You're micromanaging and you're losing the joy of it. It's not about us.
Right.
You know, we've been given this, like you say, it's a gift. You just, you give it away. It's not, you know, the more you try to clutch and hang on to it, it's just, the joy is in the flow, letting God just work through it, man.
Yeah, that has to be the most boringest response I have ever heard to anything at all. Did you hear that? He pretty much said exactly what I said with no rhythm in his voice at all. It was miserable. Yeah. It was miserable.
What did he say? Because I kind of nodded off at the end of it.
Yeah, I was done too. You guys are completely. I didn't know this was going to be this fun. Much fun, I'm telling you. This is like, this is so much fun. Hey, where's my check?
Are you still take checks?
He still makes DVDs.
We'll have to order some. We'll send you one.
That is awesome. Cool.
Now, man, great to touch base with you,
dude. And this has been fun, man. Like,
yeah, this
real.
Guy. Everybody, Michael Jr.
.com.
Check his stuff out. I mean, he's just, any audience slays them, just shellacks them, kills them.
He's a woodworker. He's
a maker of fine luggage.
Nude wood.
Sometimes staples them.
All right, so let's do a
what?
Porta potty. What did we learn today?
Oh,
We learned that you don't watch Michael's films.
I did.
That's awesome.
That was probably the biggest thing that
we learned. John is racist. He's a racist farmer.
A racist farmer.
And he has roosters instead of chickens, thanks to Michael.
That is awesome.
Heard a great story. Heard a great bus story.
Farmer John needs to stick it out for a couple more years before his free eggs will.
Yep, I got three free eggs coming in about 36 months.
You need to have an egg count on your website. Just how many eggs? Because people are gonna. This is awesome. Or started like a self-starter, the starter, the Kickstarter. Just get a Kickstarter.
Right now, really, it's a goose egg.
Let's beef up your chicken coop at home. Let's put some strobe lights in it and some, you know, make it the coolest hen hangout.
Egg count's not a bad idea.
How big are your hens? Tell us, how big are your hens?
You know, that's not really the sort of question that a guy should ask.
You don't ask them the first time.
You know, they're hen size.
All right. All right. Well, let's wrap it up,
everybody. John's massaging Tim's back.
Yep. All my openers.
I'm just keeping them up to date. Just keeping them up to date. So,
I love that jacket, by the way. What is that?
Flesh.
Hmm?
No, I don't even know. I just saw
shark
it at
skin.
I saw it at a store. What store did I see that? I don't know. I'm just making it up. Forever 21. That's where I saw it.
It's nice that you can afford stuff like that. That's nice.
I should say thank you, because apparently it was you and your people who helped me get here. I guess, thank you. Thank you for the help.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
No one can top that.
Because of you, he can afford a sweet jacket.
That's good. Yes. That's good. I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you.
That is a voice. Here, as a side note, because we're talking, never say, like, you should never, people, you never say you're colorblind. I'm just going to help you out real quick.
What if you are colorblind?
Well, don't tell me. Every time somebody says it to me, I don't see color. How do you find your car in the parking lot? Don't tell me you don't see color. That was just a side. We'll cut that part out. I'm just saying.
That's good.
That's just a.
It's good that you're workshopping material on my podcast. God.
No, that was for my own. Actually, I could do a couple, but I won't because you have to buy tickets.
You know what? Hey, can we do this?
Here's the thing. I'm actually color deaf. I can't hear the cadence in a black man's voice versus
all of you are.
Yeah. That's a true disorder. Yeah. Color deafness.
What were you going to suggest?
I was going to ask if we might play a bit of your live stuff. Is that cool?
No, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
That would be dope.
It really works well.
That's why I brought Frank. My right make the checks payable.
That's right. So I'm just playing.
No, right, that'd be cool. Yeah,
okay.
Play some stuff. In fact, let me set it up. Let me set it up. So here's a little clip that I did on stage.
This guy's good.
That's why you can buy nice jackets like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's a master communicator.
Here's a little thing that I said one time on stage.
Just call me communicator, okay? I don't need the first part.
You do it well.
One time I said something.
You should do a movie sometime.
The perfect setup.
Here's a clip of something I've done in the past.
I did this before now.
Here it is.
All right, we can't top that. Man. That's the best. See, that was it.
That was awesome.
We can't top. That's a pathetic amount of things that we learned this week.
The other thing is my wife's here, so I'm going to roll out.
All right.
You guys are awesome. But she is way prettier.
Speaking of roosters.
She is way prettier than all of you humans. Dude, this is like legit. This podcast is dope.
Man,
like on the real.
Thank you.
Like for real.
Thank
like you guys are really, really getting it done. And
we'll
a lot of times
back.
When you hear, especially when it's done by somebody who, some like, there's no laugh, there's no fun, there's no inner. You guys are doing a phenomenal job with this thing, like for real. And I'm not gonna put a punchline behind that because it's like on the real.
All right,
I really appreciate this stuff.
All right, well, I'm just gonna end it on that now. That's good.
Yeah, let's
for Michael
do that.
Jr.
Let's
for Michael Jr. For
summer.
Michael Jr. Who has done things in the past that you can pull up and watch. I'm Michael Jr. Watch this. It's something I did. Hey, it's Michael Jr. I've said things in the past that people find enjoyable. This is one of them. Hi, everybody. Michael Jr. I'm funny. And I know how to find it in prisons and celebrate recovery meetings. Goodbye.
Boom. You guys are awesome, man. All thanks right. a lot. You guys are dope.
Good show.
So black people name their pets after precious metals. Oh, that's so racist. Why would you say that? Gosh, Brandon, you bring up race.
Wow.